Welcome back. Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi recently sat down for an exclusive interview with Double Line founder and CEO Jeffrey Gundlach for his take on crypto and NFTs. Take a look.
I was very positive on Bitcoin a year ago. It was around, I think it was as low as like 4,000 or something. Is that possible? Or am I 1 year off here? But at any rate, I thought I was a bull because I thought it would go up 4x. Mm-hmm. And it obviously went up a lot more than that. It went up more like 16x or something like that at the peak. But it peaked out and has double topped at 65,000 or so. It actually put in a minor new high in November, taking out the high that was in place around April or so. But it didn't hold. And that's never a good sign. So I think Bitcoin is for speculators. At the present moment, I would advise against Bitcoin. I think you may get an opportunity to buy it. I think now it's at about 45,000, so about 20,000 off the highs. Volatile is all get out. Maybe you should buy it at 25,000.
Have you ever owned Bitcoin?
No.
No.
No, that's just not in my DNA. I didn't really gravitate to bonds in my career. I got shoved in there. Mm-hmm. Bonds were a necessary evil and somebody had to do it. But it turned out that it fit my culture of cowardice, if you will. I'm not a momentum investor at all. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, I'm sort of an anti-momentum investor. And I think Bitcoin is for momentum investors only. Just like at this point, I would say the FANGs are for momentum investors only. The valuation is not good. And so I'd be looking... I like buying stuff that's cheap, and I usually sell it too early. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where the easy money is. You do better as a momentum investor, except if you're a momentum investor, I think it's kind of like being a roulette wheel player that somehow has a strategy that works as long as it doesn't come up on the zero or double zero. Mm-hmm. And you're making money, and then eventually... you get a double zero, and you're busted. And I think that's what happens with momentum investing. They tend to go out in a blaze of glory.
Mm-hmm. You're also known as being an astute art investor. Many just looking around, oh, it's just beautiful. Do you find it almost funny to see how far NFTs have come? I mean, you're owning things in this alternate universe.
Yeah, I think it's sort of shocking how, Bitcoin started at, I don't know what the first price was, but a lot of people got in at $1,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it took a while to get to 60,000. The NFT thing went from worthless to what, 69 million, 96 million? it went from, I don't know what an NFT is, to it's worth 70 million. Mm-hmm. And so that's certainly not for me. That's for momentum investors on large doses of steroids. So I'm not interested in that. I think that's another bond thing. I like buying quality. I've never really loved junky stuff. Mm-hmm. So I believe when it comes to art, just like when it comes to real estate, you should really buy the highest quality. Mm-hmm. And so they can appreciate very steadily, like real estate appreciates very steadily. There's drawdowns, mm-hmm. And when the recession comes, you have problems in all asset markets. But I've seen one NFT thing that I thought was interesting.
What was that?
I can't even remember. It's this guy who's kind of famous for it. And there was something about, there's all these things moving. Mm-hmm. I didn't spend a lot of time looking at it, but I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like in the world of art, I almost never like video art. And I've seen like two, mm-hmm. that I thought were good. And when it comes to that, the value, the definition of good when it comes to video art is that 5 years later you can remember it. Mm-hmm. There's so much video art that five minutes later you can't remember it. But there's been actually about three of them now that I've very strongly remember. Mm-hmm. And so if it makes it, it's like if someone's a poet. If someone says that they write poetry, you should ask them to give you a couplet. And if they say they can't remember one, they don't write good poetry.
That's a good point. Jeffrey, we're nearing the midterm election season. What do you think the market impact could be of a contentious midterm election season?
It always seems to me that the elections never seem to have that big of a market impact. The markets probably are probably looking forward to the midterm elections because it's going to glue up the gears of government a little bit more. I'm quite sure that you're not going to have the ability, you know, we have basically Democrat one-party rule. They're having a hard time keeping it together because there's dissension within the party. But Wall Street and finance seems to always like it when there's a split in the government. Mm-hmm. And I think I haven't looked at the betting markets, but it's got to be very high probability that at least the House or the Senate flips to Republican. So on the margin, I think the markets would probably like that.
As always, we always learn so much from you. Jeffrey Gundlach, thank you for joining Yahoo Finance. We greatly appreciate you hosting us.
Okay, Brian, thanks for coming.
Thank you.